今天早上，我的题目是叶伯，先是自己的无辜。
So this morning, the topic of the preaching is Job swears that he is innocent.
我请周伟弟兄来读今天的经文，叶伯记31章。
I asked Zhou Wei to read chapter 31 of Job.
所以31章我们只是来看中文如果你看英文，你跟着一起看。
It will only be read in Chinese, so please follow in your English Bible.
周围请。
约伯记第31章，这是约伯的述说。第一节，我与眼睛立约，怎能恋恋瞻望处女呢？从至上的神所得之分，从至高全能者所得之业是什么呢？岂不是祸患临到不义的，灾害临到作孽的呢？神岂不是查看我的道路，数点我的脚步呢？我若与虚谎同行，脚若追随诡诈，我若被公道的天平称度，使神可以知道我的纯正。我的脚步若偏离正路，我的心若随着我的眼目，若有玷污沾在我的手上，就愿我所种的有别人吃，我田所产的被拔出来。我若受迷惑，向妇人起淫念，在邻舍的门外蹲伏，就让我的妻子给别人推磨，别人也与他同室，因为这是大罪，是审判官当罚的罪孽。这本是火焚烧，直到毁灭，必拔出我所有的家产。我的奴婢与我争辩的时候，我若藐视不听他们的情节，神兴起，我怎样行呢？他查问，我怎样回答呢？照我在腹中的，不也是照他吗？将他与我团在腹中的，岂不是一味吗？我若不容贫寒人得其所望，或叫寡妇眼中失望，或独自吃我一点食物，孤儿没有与我同吃。从幼年时，孤儿与我同长，好像父子一样。我从出母腹就扶助寡妇，我若见人无衣死亡，或见穷乏人身无遮盖，我若不使他因我羊的毛得暖，为我祝福，我若在城门口见有帮助我的举手攻击孤儿。情愿我的肩头从缺盆骨脱落，我的膀臂从羊屎骨折断。因神降的灾祸使我恐惧，因他的威严我不能妄为。我若以黄金为指望，对金金说你是我的倚靠；我若因财物丰裕，因我手多得资财而欢喜；我若见太阳发光，明月行在空中，心就暗暗被引诱，口便轻手。这也是审判官当罚的罪孽，又是我背弃在上的神。我若见恨我的遭报，就欢喜；见他遭灾便高兴。我没有笼口犯罪，诅咒他的生命。若我帐篷的人未尝说，谁不以主人的食物吃饱呢？从来我没有笼客旅在街上住宿，却开门迎接行路的人。我若像亚当遮掩我的过犯，将罪孽藏在怀中，因惧怕大众，又因宗族藐视我，使我惊恐，以致闭口不言，度门不出。唯愿有一位肯听我，看了在这里有我所画的押，为全能者回答我。愿那敌我者所写的状词在我这里，我必戴在肩上，又绑在头上为冠冕。我必向他诉说我脚步的数目，必如君王进到他面前。我若夺取田地，这地向我喊冤，犁沟一同哭泣。我若吃地的出产，不给价值，或叫原主丧命。愿这地长蒺藜，代替麦子；长恶草，代替大麦。约伯的话说完了，这些话记载在约伯记第31章。
约伯记一开始就说明约伯是一个完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
In the very beginning of the book of Job, it already announced that Job was blameless, upright, and fearing God, turning away from evil.
那无论是叶伯的邻居或远方的人都知道叶伯是一个完全正直的人。
So whether it is Job's neighbor or people from afar, they all know that Job is an upright person.
神也两次称赞叶伯敬虔的表现。
And God had twice praised Job of his God-fearing attitude.
那叶伯记一开始就说明叶伯是一个完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
So from the very beginning, the book of Job, it has already announced that Job is blameless, upright, fearing God, and turning away from evil.
无论是叶伯的邻居或远方的人都知道叶伯是一个完全正直的人。
So whether it is Job's neighbor or somebody from afar, they all know that Job is an upright person.
啊，神也曾经两次称赞叶伯敬虔的表现。
And God had twice praised Job of his God-fearing attitude.
啊，根据这个叶伯记第一章第八节的记载。
And according to Job 1 verse 8,
耶和华问撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人叶伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
And the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil?
那叶伯记第二章第三节也这么说。
And in Job chapter 2 verse 3 it says,
耶和华问撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人叶伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。你虽激动我攻击他，无故地毁灭他，他仍然持守他的纯正。
And the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job?That there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil. He still holds fast his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without reason.
啊，尽管撒旦怀疑叶伯的动机。
Even though Satan doubt Job's motive.
他也不敢否定他敬虔的表现。
Yet he did not deny his God-fearing attitude.
所以叶伯虽然受了极大的痛苦。
So even though Job suffered,
可是他始终没有离弃神或者放弃自己的信仰。
He did not give up his faith.Nor did he stray away from God.
因着这个苦难的折磨，他对神的信心得到磨练。
Because of his suffering, his faith was tested.
叶伯宁愿向神投诉。
Job would rather complain to God.
因为他相信神必定能够为他伸冤。
Because he believed that God will, take revenge for him.
改变他痛苦的处境。
And God will change his situation.
啊，新约圣经雅各书的作者，当他谈论到为基督受苦的时候。
The author of the book of James, when he was talking about how Christ suffered.
啊，前面我们对这个苦难所带来的痛苦要学习叶伯忍耐的榜样。
Reminded us to follow Job's example of perseverance when we're in the midst of suffering.
啊，在雅各书第五章第十到第十一节说。
So in James chapter 5 verse 10 and 11 it says,
啊，弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦能忍耐的榜样。
As an example of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord.
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过叶伯忍耐也知道主给他的结局，明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
Behold, we consider those blessed who remained steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful.
那约伯为什么能在苦难中坚持忍耐？
So how could Job be steadfast in his suffering?
他宁愿受苦，也不愿意承认自己犯了什么罪。
He would rather suffer and not accept that he had sinned.
因为他相信自己是一个义人，是一个无辜的受害者。
Because he believed that he is righteous, he is a righteous man, and that he is innocent.
那今天我们要从约伯记三十一章来探讨约伯向神的宣誓。
So today, from the book of Job, chapter 31, we want to come and study the oath that Job had said to the Lord.
他要求神能宣判他所受的苦与犯罪没有关系。
He's asking God to proclaim that his suffering has nothing to do with sin.
约伯认为自己是无辜的，是清白的。
And Job believed that he is innocent and that he is clean.
他带着这个状词到神的面前陈明自己的案件。
So he brought forth his argument before God to talk about his case.
希望可以把他所面对的处境。
So hoping that he can talk about the situation he faced.
不是因为他犯了什么罪，使到他受这么大的苦。
It's not related to any sin he has committed.
那在约伯与他朋友们的辩论中
，In his argument with his friends.
一共四次表明自己的无辜。
Four times Job insisted that he is innocent.
他认为既然自己是一个义人。
He believed that since he is a righteous man,
为什么要承受这么大的苦？
Why would he suffer so greatly?
那约伯第一次表明自己的无辜是他对以利法谈论的这个讲论的回应。
The first time Job insisted of his innocence is in his response to his friend Eliphaz.
那约伯为自己辩护说他虽然言语急躁，但却没有说话坏起，言语没有过失。
So Job said, even though I speak quickly, but I did not say anything wrong.
那在约伯记第六章第二十八节到三十节这段经文。
So in Job chapter 6 verses 28 to 30, it says.
第六章现在请你们看看我，我绝不当面说谎，请你们转意，不要不公，请再转意，我的事有理，我的舌上岂有不义吗？我的口里岂不变奸恶吗？
But now be pleased to look at me, for I will not lie to your face. Please turn, let no injustice be done. Turn now, my vindication is at stake. Is there any injustice on my tongue? Cannot my palate discern the cause of calamity?
他必杀我，我虽无指望，然而我在他面前还要辨明我所行的，这要成为我的拯救，因为不敬诚的人不得到他面前，你们要细听我的言语，使我辩论的人入你们的耳中。
Though he slay me, I will hope in him, yet I will argue my ways to his face. This will be my salvation, that the goodness shall not come before him. Keep listening to my words, and let my declaration be in your ears.
我已陈明我的案，知道自己有意，有谁与我争论，我就情愿含默不言，气绝而亡。唯有两件不要向我施行，我就不躲开你的面。
Behold, I have prepared my case. I know that I shall be in the right. Who is there who will contend with me? For then I would be silent and die. Only grant me two things, then I will not hide myself from your face.
就是把你的手束回，远离我身，远离我身，又不使你的惊慌威吓我。这样你呼叫，我就回答，或是让我说话，你回答我，我的罪孽和罪过有多少呢？求你叫我知道我的过犯与罪，与罪浅。
Withdraw your hand far from me, and let not dread of you terrify me. Then call, and I will answer, or let me speak, and you reply to me. How many are my iniquities and my sins? Make me know my transgression and my sin.
所以在这段经文里面，我们看到叶伯采用这个辨明和陈明这两个动词来为自己的正直而无辜来做辩护。
And so here we see that Job used two words, and it is iniquities.
Argue my way.
Argue my ways.
Yeah. So
it's innocent.
我们看到叶伯用这个辩明辩明是一个法律的用词。
So argue my way is actually a legal word.
含有这个争辩的意思。
It has a meaning of debate.
叶伯要在神的面前理论辩明自己的无辜。
So Job wants to contend himself before God to show his innocence.
然后我们看到陈明我的案。
And here it says, prepared my case.
也就是只做好为这个案情的辩护来做好准备。
And it is to prepare and defend his case.
把这个案件呈交给按公义审判的神。
And to prove his case to this God who will judge righteously.
还有我们看到这两个字有义。
And then here is the word in the right.
有义是指一个人在信仰道德上没有什么过失清白而且正直的意思。
And in the right means someone who in his faith and in his moral, there is no misconduct, that he is clean and he is upright.
那叶伯第三次表明自己的无辜是在这个叶伯记23章三到七节。
And the third time Job talked about his innocence is in chapter 23 verses 3 to 7.
他说唯愿我能知道在哪里可以寻见神，能到他的台前。我就在他面前将我的案件陈明，满口辩白，我必知道他回答我的言语，明白他向我所说的话。
Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would lay my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know what he would answer me and understand what he would say to me.
他岂用大能与我争辩吗？并不这样，他必不理会我。在他那里，正直人可以与他辩论，这样我必永远脱离那审判我的。
Would he contend with me in the greatness of his power? No, he would pay attention to me. There an upright man could argue with him, and I would be acquitted before or forever by my judge.
那叶伯觉得他在朋友们面前所做的辩白没有什么效果。
So Job felt that his defense before his friends were useless.
他的朋友根本不明白，不了解他的处境。
His friends did not understand what he's going through.
他的朋友对他所面对的只是误解。没有同情。
They only have misunderstanding and there were no empathy.
因此叶伯感到非常的烦厌。
And so he was troubled.
所以他期望神，他期望能够到这个公义审判的神台前。
So he longed to come before this God of justice.
啊，直接的向神呈上这个案情。
And to present directly to him his case.
啊，他渴望神能够垂听他的申诉，啊，宣判他无罪。
He longed for God to listen to hear his argument and to proclaim him innocent.
那叶伯第四次表明自己的无辜是在这个27章第二到第六节。
The fourth time Job insisted that he's innocent was in chapter 27, 2 to 6.
神夺去我的理，全能者使我心中愁苦。我只做永生的神启示，我的生命躺在我里面，啊，神所赐呼吸之气乃在我的鼻孔内。
As God lives, who has taken away my right? And the Almighty, who has made my soul bitter? As long as my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils.
我的嘴绝不说非议之言，我的舌也不说诡诈之语。我断不以为以你们为是，我至死必不以自己为不正。我持定我的意，必不放松在世的日子，我心必不责备我。
My lips will not speak falsehood, and my tongue will not utter deceit. Far be it from me to say that you are right. Till I die, I will not put away my integrity from me. I hold fast my righteousness and will not let it go. My heart does not reproach me for any of my days.
那这段经文是叶伯跟他三位朋友辩论完毕后的讲话。
So this scripture was spoken after Job had argued with his three friends.
叶伯坚持自己的无辜，根本没有犯罪。
He insisted on his innocence that he did not sin.
然后做了什么冒犯神的行为
？Or did he do anything or any misconduct towards God?
所以叶伯的宣誓表明叶伯处在这个被告者的地位。
So Job's oath.Is showing us that he is in a defendant position.
他按照这个法律审判的程序。
And according to the process in a court of law.
那如果一个被告的人坚持自己的无辜。
If a defendant insisted on his innocence.
他可以在法官的面前以宣誓的方式呈上这个无辜的宣言。
He can give the judge a sworn statement.
叶伯就是根据这种法律的程式向神呈上他的宣誓。
And so Job used this process to give God his sworn statement.
祈求神能够判他无罪。
Hoping that God will judge that he is innocent.
所以今早上我们所看的经文叶伯记三十一章。
So the scripture we read this morning, Job chapter 31.
记载了叶伯向神的宣誓。
And it recorded, the sworn statement of Job to God.
那叶伯在这章经文里面一共列出十三项这个罪恶。
And in the scripture, Job had listed 13 sins.
并且强调说行这些恶事的人必须要受到咒诅。
And he insisted that those who sinned these, who did this 13 sins should be cursed.
在这13项与罪恶有关的这个宣言叶伯一一的否认自己曾经犯过这些罪。
And in the list, Job insisted that he had never committed these sins.
那第一个罪，他说我以眼目立业，怎能念念瞻望处女呢？
So the first thing he said in verse 1, I have made a covenant with my eyes. How then could I gaze at a virgin?
与眼目立业表示叶伯在神的面前声明自己没有不纯洁的淫念。
So to make a covenant with my eyes, means Job is telling God that he has never had any unclean thought.
如果毁业的话将会付出严重的代价。
And if he go back on his covenant, there will be a high price to pay.
那主耶稣在登山宝训教训门徒在思想上要保持这个圣洁的时候不应当存有这个不洁的念头。
And on the Sermon of the Mount, our Lord Jesus told his disciples that they should maintain a clean thought.
我们在马太福音第五章第27到28节说。
So in Matthew chapter 5 verse 27 and 28 says,
你们听见有话说不可奸淫，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
那第二个罪啊，叶伯这么说。
The second sin, Job said,
我若与西方同行，脚若追随毁谤，我若被公道的天平称度，使神可以知道我的纯正。
If I have walked with falsehood and my foot has hastened to deceit, let me be weighed in a just balance and let God know my integrity.
那叶伯相信神知道他是一个行为端正、不存诡诈的人。
Job believed that God knows that he is someone who is an upright person and he does not walk with falsehood.
那因此他希望神衡量他的动机，为他做真实的见证。
And so he hoped that God would weigh him on a balance and be a truthful witness for him.
然后我们看叶伯所说的第三个罪。
And then the third sin he mentioned.
他说我的脚步若偏离正路，我的心若随着我的眼目，若有玷污沾在我的手上，就愿我所种的有别人吃，我田所产的被拔出来。
If my step has turned aside from the way, and my heart has gone after my eyes, and if any spot has stuck to my hands, then let me sow and another eat, and let what grows for me be rooted out.
那叶伯声明他的眼目从来没有离开神的道路。
Job insisted that he has never strayed away from God's way.
他的心也不曾受罪的玷污。
And that his heart has never gone astray by sin.
如果有的话，他愿意把他的农产归给别人。
And if he had, then he's willing to give others what he had planted.
然后我们看叶伯所说的第四个罪。
The fourth sin.
我若受迷惑，向妇人起淫念，在邻舍的门外尊吐，就愿我的妻子也别人推磨，别人也与他同室，因为这是大罪，是审判官当法的罪孽，这本是火焚烧，直到毁灭，必拔除我所有的家产。
If my heart has been enticed toward a woman, and I have lain in wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind for another, and let others bow down on her. For that would be a heinous crime. That would be an iniquity to be punished by the judges. For that would be a fire that consumes as far as Abaddon, and it would burn to the root all my increase.
那耶伯知道旧约律法的规定。
Job knows the Old Testament law.
贪恋别人的妻子是一个罪恶。
to lust after other people's wife is a sin.
啊，因此必须要面对严重的后果。
And so must face a very bad consequence.
而我们看叶伯所说的第五个罪。
The fifth sin.
我的不卑以我争论的时候，我若藐视不听他们的情节，神兴起，我怎样行呢？他插问我怎样回答呢？
If I have rejected the cause of my manservant or my maidservant, when they brought a complaint against me, what then shall I do when God rises up? When he makes an inquiry, what shall I answer him?
我若不这个第十五节啊，这里讲到这个第五个罪，叶伯所说的。
So this is the fifth sin Job has said.
叶伯知道这个虐待这个奴仆不捕鱼他们基本的权利是神不允许的一种恶行。
Job know that to mistreat the man or the maidservant and not give them the basic right is something that God will not stand for.
不管是富有的人或者穷人，他都善待他们。
Whether they are rich or poor, they should be treated rightly.
因为叶伯相信这些仆人也是神所创造的。
Job believed that the servants are also made by God.
所以他们应当有同样的这个权利。
And so they are allowed to have their basic rights.
那我们再来看叶伯所说的第六个罪。
The sixth sin.
我若不容贫寒人得其所愿，或叫寡妇眼中失望，或独自赐我一点食物，故而没有与我同吃，从幼年时故而与我同长，好像父子一样，我从畜母腹就扶助寡妇。
If I have withheld anything that the poor desired, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten my morsel alone, and the fatherless has not eaten of it, for from my youth the fatherless grew up with me as with a father, and from my mother's womb I guided the widow.
那叶伯表明自己一直都关心穷人。
Job here is saying that he all along has taken care of the poor.
而且是帮助这些孤儿和寡妇。
And he took care also of the fatherless and the widows.
从来没有不好的对待他们。
He had never mistreated them.
让我们来看叶伯所说的第七个罪。
The seventh thing he mentioned.
我若以黄金为指望对金金说你是我的依靠，我若因财物富裕，因我的手多得资财而欢喜。
If I have made gold my trust or called fine gold my confidence, if I have rejoiced because my wealth was abundant or because my hand had found much.
叶伯虽然是很富有，
even though Job was rich,
但他不感到自豪，
but he did not self-indulge.
他也不以这个财物作为他的依靠，
and he did not rely on his wealth.
然后我们再看另外一个罪。
So another sin.
我若见太阳发光，明月行在空中，心就暗暗被引诱，口便轻手，这也是审判官当法的罪孽，又是我背弃在上的神。
If I have looked at the sun when it shone, or the moon moving in splendor, and my heart has been secretly enticed, and my mouth has kissed my hand, this also would be an iniquity to be punished by the judges, for I would have been false to God above.
而约伯声明他没有因为太阳的艳亮就去拜他。
So Job is saying not because of the sun's brightness, that he would worship the sun.
也没有因为月亮的明媚而去拜月亮。
And he did not worship the splendor of the moon.
约伯很清楚地知道敬拜这些天象是得罪神的一种恶行。
Job understand to worship the sun or the moon is not acceptable to God.
然后我们看第十个罪。
The tenth sin.
我若见恨我的遭报就欢喜，见他遭灾便高兴，我没有容口犯罪咒诅他的生命。
If I have rejoiced at the ruin of him who hated me, or exulted when evil overtook him, I have not let my mouth sin by asking for his life with a curse.
所以约伯声明他没有因为恨他的人遭遇这个患难而感到欢喜。
So Job is saying that he did not rejoice in others' misfortune.
那可见叶伯是一个爱他敌人的人。
So we can see that Job actually is someone who loves his enemy.
然后我们看第十一个罪叶伯所说的。
The 11th sin.
若我帐篷的人未尝硕，谁不以主人的食物吃饱呢？从来我没有容客旅在街上住宿，却开门迎接行路的人。
If the men of my tent have not said, Who is there that has not been filled with his meat? The sojourner has not lodged in the street. I have opened my doors to the traveler.
所以叶伯认为自己是个很愿意接待客人的人。
So Job thinks that he is a very hospitable person.
他经常为这些路过的人安排住宿。
He often arranged for shelter for these travelers.
为他们预备这个食物，从来没有拒绝他们。
He has never rejected them, and he had prepared food for them.
然后我们看叶伯说的第十二个罪。
The 12th sin.
我若向亚当遮掩我的过犯，将罪孽藏在怀中，因惧怕大众，又因宗族藐视我，使我惊恐，以致闭口无言，吐门不出。
If I have concealed my transgressions as others do, by hiding my iniquity in my heart, because I stood in great fear of the multitude, and the contempt of families terrified me.So that I kept silence and did not go out of doors.
叶伯声明他没有向别人遮盖自己的过错。
So Job claimed that he did not conceal his transgressions like others.
隐藏这个罪恶。
And to hide his sin.
做一个假冒为善的人。
To be a hypocrite.
然后我们看最后的一个罪。
The last sin.
叶伯说，我若夺取田地，这地向我捡烟犁沟一同库去，我若次地的畜产不给价值，或叫原主赏命，愿这地长鸡犁代替麦子，长恶草代替大麦。叶伯的话错完了。
If my land has cried out against me, and its furrows have wept together, if I have eaten its yield without payment and made its owner's breath their last, let thorns grow instead of wheat and foul weeds instead of barley. The words of Job are ended.
所以最后叶伯说，我不占夺别人的田地。
So, Job said, I do not take other people's land.
田地是神所赐的。
Land are given by God.
啊，是神给人永久的产业。
And it is something, that God has given to man forever.
因此，抢夺别人的田地是一种罪行。
And so to take other people's land is also a sin.
所以耶伯为了表达自己的无罪和无辜。
So in order for Job to show that he is sinless and also he is innocent.
所以他很坦然的在他的宣誓中以自我咒诅的方式来结束他自我的辩护。
And so in his oath, he cursed himself, to show his innocence.
耶伯说如果他犯了以上的罪行。
So Job said, if I have sinned the above mentioned sin.
这些咒诅应当临到他的身上。
Then these curse should come upon me.
一般上这个咒诅是向别人所发出的。
Usually when you curse, it is towards others.
诗篇有十篇的咒诅关于这个恶人的咒诅。
There are 10 psalms that are curses towards the evil.
都是世人对这个恶人所发出的咒诅。
And these are curses by the psalmist to the evildoers.
然而在这里我们看到耶伯的咒诅不是针对别人。
But here we saw that Job did not curse others.
而是针对自己。
He cursed himself.
那耶伯曾经在耶伯记第三章咒诅自己的生日。
Job in chapter 3 had cursed his birthday.
那在这里耶伯记31章他却四次咒诅自己。
But here in chapter 31, he cursed himself 4 times.
第一就是田地被敌人侵占农场被别人吞噬。
The first is may his field be taken by others and may the products from his field be eaten by others.
第二个咒诅耶伯说妻子被敌人掳去变成这个奴隶。
The second curse is may his wife be taken away and become a slave to others.
然后第三个咒诅耶伯说自己的身体受到严重的创伤。
The third curse is that he himself physically would be injured.
然后第四个咒诅耶伯说自己的田地和家人变成荒地。
And the fourth curse is may his field and his home become a wasteland.
我们看到这个31章35节到37节这么说。
So in verse 35 to 37, it says,
他说唯愿有一位肯听我的看哪、在我这里有我所画的样愿全能者回答我愿那敌我者所写的状词在哪在我这里我必带在肩上又绑在头上为冠冕我必向他诉说我脚步的数目必如金王进到他面前
Oh that I had one to hear me Here is my signature Let the Almighty answer me Oh that I had the indictment written by my adversary Surely I would carry it on my shoulder I would bind it on me as a crown As a crown I would give himAn account of all my steps, like a prince, I would approach him.
所以我们看到这个亚英文把它翻译成 signature.
So here we see his signature.
所以古代的人在法律文件上跨这个亚表示他签字。
So in the old times, they would put their signature on this one statement.
如果根据这个希伯来文好像一个打叉这样。
So according to Hebrew, it looks like a cross.
表示耶伯已经签字了。
It is to show that Job had signed.
这个宣誓已经成为正式的法律文件。
And that the sworn statement is now legal, binding.
所以耶伯认为他所呈上的这个宣誓神必须要处理。
And so Job said, this legal document, God must take care of it.
啊，做出一个合理的判断。
And to make a rightful judgment.
如果叶伯有罪，请神判他有罪。
And if Job is at the wrong, then he should be termed wrong.
啊，并且施行这个惩罚。
And that he must receive punishment.
那如果叶伯没有罪
，But if Job is innocent，
那神必须要判他无罪。
Then God must judge it that way。
啊，当中的先告诉叶伯是一个无辜的人。
And to proclaim that Job is innocent。
那从今天的经文，我们看到叶伯在神的面前宣誓。
From today's scripture, we see that Job.Proclaim himself before God.
啊，他宣誓自己的无辜。
He sworn that he is innocent.
啊，他认为自己所受的苦跟这个犯罪是无关的。
And he insisted that what he suffered has nothing to do with sin.
那从今天的经文，我们可以学习到什么功课？
So from today's scripture, what lesson can we learn from?
我们知道在雅各书刚才我们所看那段经文告诉我们。
So we know that in the book of James, the scripture we also read before.
前面我们应当学习叶伯忍耐的榜样。
It tells us to learn from the example of Job to persevere.
我们也看到叶伯他确实是一个完全正直的人。
And we also saw that Job was a upright person.
我们也看到叶伯他在苦难当中他没有放弃自己的信仰。
And we have seen that during his suffering, Job did not give up his faith.
他仍然跟随神。相信神。
He continued to follow and trust God.
只不过他不明白为什么他要受这么大的苦。
He just did not understand why he must suffer so greatly.
我想我们可以在叶伯的身上学习不少的功课。
I believe that we can learn quite a few lessons from Job.
叶伯虽然他受这么大的苦。
Even though Job suffered greatly.
他仍然坚持相信神。
He insisted on trusting God.
让我们学习叶伯的榜样。
Let us learn Job's example.
学习叶伯这个正直的行为。
Learn of his upright, action.
也学习叶伯忍耐的态度。
And also learn of Job's perseverance.
那求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
那特别可能我们目前所面对的没有叶伯所受的苦这么大。
Maybe what we face nowadays is not as bad as Job faced.
但无论如何，我们可以在叶伯的身上学习不少的功课。
But no matter what, we can learn quite a few lessons from Job.
让我们坚持到底跟随这位创造天地的主。
May we persist and follow this creator God.
因为我们知道最后他是掌权的。
Because we know that he is sovereign.
让我们全心全意的依靠这位神。
And may we rely wholeheartedly on this God.
让我们在神的面前求神帮助我们向他祷告。
Let us come before the Lord and pray and ask him to help us.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us today.
主啊，求主你加添我们信心。
Lord, please grant us faith.
让我们在无论在任何的情况之下，我们仍然的依靠你。
And no matter what we face, may we continue to rely on you.
能够坚持到底。
and that we can stand firm to the end.
就好像叶伯这样，他坚持到底的时候，他最后看到这位真神。
Just as Job, when he stand firm to the end, he was able to see this true God.
主啊，求你赐给我们这个信心。
Lord, please give us faith.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.